Welcome to the Hashtag You Win Tool Parade podcast, the teacher-to-teacher open overview of what EdTech can do for you from the University of Windsor's Faculty of Education. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Vanessa. As past elementary, secondary, post-secondary students, and future teachers, we have been exposed to all kinds of different ways of learning. We have learned what works, what doesn't, and what areas within the learning and teaching process still requires work to be done. However, how do you really know what methods and styles of teaching are the most beneficial for the students? This particular question is what Jessie and myself are trying to investigate throughout this podcast.
Yes, Vanessa. This is a difficult question to answer without knowing certain learning needs that each child require and knowing what resources are available at each school. However, we can discuss the implications of some of the resources that are available and investigate how they can be potentially used within the classroom.
Today's word of the day is technology. Therefore, we will investigate a certain technological resource that has increased in its popularity within the classroom today. We will look at its effectiveness in the classroom and whether another updated resource can take its place effectively.
This technologically driven application is called Headspace. This application's main contribution to the classroom is to allow students to practice mindfulness and allows them to discover ways to decrease stress and anxiety within the classroom.
Yes, mindfulness is a very important quality for everyone to have, but especially students and their teachers.
Mindfulness consists of being aware of what is currently happening in the present moment. A student or teacher that suffers from an anxiety disorder or is under a great deal of stress for any reason tend to focus too much on past incidences and or future occurrences. Therefore, Headspace assists in the process of getting an individual to divert back to what's going on presently, instead of creating more stress and anxiety by having their minds wander elsewhere.
Headspace was produced as an English-American-driven company that focuses on how to implement meditation and can be used within schools all across the world. Currently, it serves over 18 million users worldwide. The producers of Headspace pitched their application as a useful tool that strives to increase not only the health of each user, but their overall mood as well, and only takes 10 minutes to do so.
Users have a variety of mindfulness sessions available on the Headspace app or website. You can join in live meditation sessions where you can see the number of active participants. This is a guided meditation with a timer, so your minutes in the live session are counted towards your overall minutes.
There are lots of pre-recorded meditation packs available, including foundations, health, bravery, happiness, work and performance, sport, performance mindset, and even one aimed at university students.
If committing to a multi-session pack is too much of a time commitment, there are single sessions that include at home, at work, anxious moments, sports singles, wind downs, performance mindset, and for the weekend.
Headspace also helps users with sleepcasts, sleep music, nighttime SOS, wind downs, and soundscapes. If you can't decide which to help you sleep, you can play a random feature and Headspace will play one for you.
And if you really can only commit to 2 minutes a day, there are minis available for busy schedules.
Your personal profile includes buddies where you can connect with friends' profiles. It tracks your statistics like any day streaks, total times meditated, sessions completed, and average duration. There is also a journey space that shows which sessions were completed on which days.
There are many interesting features associated with this application that has potential to be useful within the classroom. So, how did an application that combines both physical well-being and mental well-being come to exist today?
The overall creation of Headspace was driven and proposed by Andy Pudicum. Andy began his degree with the sports science area of study, but soon realized it was not the appropriate fit. So he traveled all over the world as a Buddhist monk. He then began to teach mindfulness through the use of meditation to multiple groups in his community.
Soon after realizing the importance and the impact that discovering mindfulness through meditation can have, Andy paired up with Rich Pearson. Rich Pearson is a successful individual within the business industry, and it was through this partnership that Headspace was then created and executed.
If you've ever heard of Headspace, you most likely have heard it be pitched alongside time constraints. By this I mean creators and producers often pitch Headspace as an application that allows you to meditate in 10 minutes. In a recent magazine article, Andy stated that, "It's a total illusion to think that in taking time out of something, you lose something. We gain something and become more focused, creative, and productive. If we don't have 10 minutes to look after the mind, there may be a bigger problem."
That is definitely an interesting statement. If we think of what Andy is saying and relate it to our own lives, can you really say that you take 10 minutes out of your busy day to self-reflect and meditate to relieve any added stress and anxiety you may feel throughout your day?
I can't say that I do, but I think a mindfulness app like Headspace would be a good reminder to take a healthy break for myself.
That's great, Vanessa. However, as future teachers that will be in their own classroom one day, how does and how could Headspace be used within a classroom?
Well, Jesse, I'm happy you asked. Headspace has sessions aimed directly to kids. However, there has been documentation of results occurring at the high school level, where Headspace has been deemed effective, which will be addressed a bit later in this podcast. The sessions are focused on three different age categories, under 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 12. These sessions range in topics from appreciation, rest and relax, settling down, good night, calm, kindness, paying attention, good morning, cool off, sleep tight, and stay positive.
These sessions are roughly 2 minutes each. Again, they are guided sessions where children can listen as a group or individually and focus on the theme of the session. It allows them to calm their body and be mindful of their own thoughts.
With the rise of mental health problems that there are in elementary and secondary schools, we believe Headspace can be of some assistance. Introducing mindfulness at a young age would prepare students with the tools to handle their stress or inability to focus.
Exactly, Vanessa. And the aspect of mindfulness allows for students an opportunity to study and value their own thoughts, emotions, and feelings. This allows for each student to assess critically why they are feeling the way they are and what caused them to be in that spot they are currently in. Mindfulness that is the experience through Headspace allows the students to reflect on their own experiences and allows each student to effectively work through them independently.
It is also important to note alongside this that through Headspace, the students are able to close their eyes and be walked through any visualization exercise that may help them further through the meditation process.
Yes, that is also an important benefit to Headspace. However, it is easy to assume how beneficial one application can be by only looking through a website or book. But does it produce positive results when applied in the classroom?
This is what it comes down to, Jesse. When teachers use Headspace in their classroom, do they see concrete changes in their students? The answer is yes, for a few teachers who documented the results after using Headspace with their own students.
For starters, Chloe Pinkerton, a secondary school teacher, uses Headspace as a tool for teenagers to gain a sense of control over their own emotions and feelings. Mrs. Pinkerton states that after practicing mindfulness, they sit a little straighter, participate more readily in other components of class, and over time have been able to manage their inner selves in new and powerful ways. Therefore, Headspace allows for students to take control of certain aspects of their lives and allows them to feel empowered after connecting with their inner selves.
There's also another story that was posted by an anonymous elementary teacher from Toronto, Ontario. This particular teacher reflects on his experiences as a student and athlete and realizes the different adversities that students are faced with every day. Therefore, he integrates certain aspects of Headspace into his ways of teaching and incorporates visualization exercises through meditation, allowing students to take a few minutes to recuperate and reflect on how they are feeling at that moment. He sums up his blog post with, "As a result, I found my kids to be more focused, positive, and calm."
It is obvious that there have been practical implementations of Headspace within the classrooms that have been deemed successful. Headspace has become popular within the school systems alongside other common technological-driven applications, such as an app known as Calm.
Yes, Calm is similar to Headspace in many ways. It also includes mindfulness sessions and sleep resources. I think the biggest difference is Calm has a daily mood check-in, where users can track their emotions of time.
Calm also has youth-directed mindfulness sessions that are directed to more age categories. They have sessions for kids ages 3 to 4, 5 to 6, 7 to 10, 11 to 13, and 14 to 17.
According to a recent review on her blog, Corey Alexander states both applications are very similar, minus a few details. For instance, in her overall comparison, she believes that the best app relies heavily on the preference of certain features. She states that Headspace is the best fit if you're looking for a detailed explanation on how to meditate properly, and various courses are always available. In contrast, Calm would be a better fit for you if you're looking to do more than just meditate and looking for an alternative way to exercise mindfulness.
So you might be thinking, why did you choose to examine Headspace rather than Calm, if they are both similar in what different tools and techniques they are offering? We chose to examine Headspace rather than Calm because we found there were more teacher testimonials relating to Headspace that served as evidence as to how it affects the students within the classroom in the real world. There seemed to be a lot of theory associated within the execution of Calm, whereas there is a lot of feedback from teachers that use Headspace within their own classrooms. Calm is also not available free to teachers.
So how much does Headspace cost if people decide to use it?
Headspace offers free access to all kindergarten to grade 12 teachers, school administrators, and supporting staff in the US, UK, Canada, and Australia. This would allow for teachers to use their free Headspace Plus account to share its content with their own students. Teachers must verify the country, school board, and their employment status to gain access to a free account.
If you are not an educator, Headspace subscription varies depending on who you are and where you live. For starters, the content on the application itself offered through a freemium subscription service model. Headspace offers a limited account with access to foundation mindfulness sessions. To unlock more sessions, users would need to sign up for Headspace Plus.
For Headspace Plus, you are entitled to a free one-week subscription with a monthly membership of $12.99 per month. If you decide you want to commit to an annual subscription prior to registering, you would be entitled to a two-week free subscription period and pay $69.99 at the end of the year.
I know we're throwing a lot of numbers at you right now, but I want to throw out one more. For those who are interested in experiencing Headspace as an entire family and would like to engage in meditation practices as part of a family tradition or exercise, Headspace does offer a family plan for you to reach your goal. Therefore, you can combine six accounts within Headspace and pay $149.99 per year.
Another discount plan is offered for students who are interested in subscribing to Headspace. The plan costs $9.99 per year. However, this offer is only valid for students who attend an American college and or university. Canadian students would still have to pay full cost for their own account.
The educational system also has the opportunity to purchase a gifting subscription as well. This type of subscription that can be purchased by teachers or the school board itself to allow for the students in the school to create an account. Gifting is the same rate as a regular subscription. As you can see, Headspace does offer a variety of different packages that you can choose from. However, it is important to note of a certain financial issue you may experience when trying to create an account from different platforms.
Yes, Vanessa. Headspace has been criticized for the lack of transparency and consistency in its pricing. Subscriptions can cost different amounts depending on the platform it's purchased on. For example, in the UK, a lifetime subscription costs £399 as an in-app purchase on iOS, but only £299 via the website.
Yes, definitely be aware of this when and if you choose to create an account and subscribe to Headspace. Now, Jesse, we have discussed how Headspace can be utilized within the classroom and at home. We have discussed the cost, but are there any privacy concerns regarding the information given to Headspace when registering?
That's a great question, Vanessa, and here's your answer. Headspace will collect information such as your name, email address, telephone number, information about your usage of the products, and information collected by tracking technologies. This means that they collect data on how you're using the product and any information associated with its use. Users can access their personal data by going to their profile, clicking on Settings, and then My Data to see the primary data that is shared with Headspace.
The tracking technologies that Headspace uses includes cookies, beacons, tags, and scripts to recognize users' devices so that they do not have to provide the same data several times during one task, to recognize users' submissions of a username and password, and to measure how users are using Headspace products.
Headspace uses HTML5 as a local storage to store content, data, and preferences. Third parties also use HTML5 to collect and store data. Headspace partners with third parties like Facebook and Google to manage advertising of Headspace products on other websites or platforms. These third-party partners may use technology such as cookies to gather data about users' activities within the Headspace to target advertising to that user.
Headspace will use personal data to personalize users' experience, the types of emails they send out, and the ads they show users. If you do not want to give Headspace permission to use your data to alter your experience, you can opt out in the My Data section. However, in regards to your transactions through the application, Headspace will not collect or process any debit or credit information. This aspect of your subscription is completely secure and confidential.
If you log onto Headspace through Facebook, your profile information such as name, email address, and Facebook ID will be collected. Information about the device used to log in such as operating systems version, device type, and system performance information will be collected.
Headspace states that they do not provide personal information to any third party without consent, except for those circumstances described in the disclosure of your information. For example, they may disclose users' personal information to any member of its group, including subsidiaries. Headspace may also disclose some of the user's information to third parties if you have requested from such a party. If that third party provides services that are complementary to Headspace and would enhance users' experience to have it integrated.
Headspace will also share information if they are bought by a third party, if Headspace is under legal obligation to share information, third-party platforms that may be used to verify student accounts, or to third parties, such as Facebook, that serve Headspace advertisements to the extent users have consented to under applicable law.
With this transferring of information to Headspace's third parties, it leads to the concern of just how private your information is if it is being shared among different companies. Upon your request, Headspace will provide you with the information Headspace holds about you or the information the company processes on behalf of a third party. You may access and update this information at any time. You may request the deletion of your personal data that Headspace has on file, and Headspace will permanently anonymize your data so it cannot be tracked to you.
I know we are throwing a lot of information at you right now, but we hope it is helpful with giving you everything you need to know about Headspace. Just to recap, we have covered the use of Headspace within the classroom and how teachers can make it a part of their lives and their student lives. We've discussed all the potential costs for each individual, as well as a school or a family package costs. We've also stated any potential privacy concerns that may be associated with your subscription to this particular application.
There is one other aspect we need to discuss regarding pedagogical practices. This aspect is concerned with how using Headspace can dictate the type of differential learning.
Yes, definitely. Teachers and other educators are always looking for a new way to teach certain lessons and new activities they can bring into their own classrooms. Also, it is important to stray away from certain standardized ways of teaching and bring in a more up-to-date approach. Although not all methods of standardized teaching are bad, we think as futures teachers that it is always a good idea to become familiar with certain things that students can relate to and be interested in. Therefore, our next question is, how does Headspace offer a way of differential learning?
Well, first, for the individuals out there that are not familiar with the concept of differential learning, it recognizes that not every student is the same. Learners require different methods, instructions, and approaches. So it is essential that we as teachers consider differential learning as a significant part of our classroom.
Therefore, Headspace shows significant potential to be a source of differential learning, especially regarding the topic of mental health. Mental health problems have become a large part of today's society, and especially within the classrooms.
We are seeing more and more students, even at the elementary level, deal with mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. Headspace allows for the students who may need to escape from all the stress of their day a couple of minutes to do so. It allows for students to take a minute and let go of all the things that may be worrying them or stressing them out.
Like we stated earlier, the whole point of Headspace and why it was created was to develop a sense of mindfulness and use it to de-stress. I also think it's important to visit back to the concept of control. Headspace allows for choice, and it is totally up to the student or individual participating in the meditation to take part in it or not. Individuals who are using this application have all the control to take advantage of the opportunity to meditate, or if not, to just enjoy the quiet for a bit.
Headspace can also be a tool to help students have sensory processing disorder. It allows for them to focus on their body and then to focus on the task at hand. The meditation element allows for them to become one with themselves and help them focus on what they are trying to accomplish. Very similar in this way, Headspace can also assist those individuals who find themselves struggling with self-regulation.
There are definitely elements that are part of Headspace that qualifies it as a useful differential learning tool. However, there is concern for those individuals that practice in a certain faith or religion where meditating goes against their spiritual beliefs. Therefore, even though the students within the classroom have the final choice in whether they would like to participate or not, this could bring potential concerns for parents and students.
Yes, of course, the student may feel uncomfortable while the entire class is meditating, and parents may feel uncomfortable with their child experiencing something they feel strongly against.
Teachers who do choose to use Headspace as part of their classroom must take into account the possibility of diverse religious and spiritual beliefs. This might have to include another activity for students who require alternative needs, or integrating all spiritual practices in your classroom to provide inclusivity.
Exactly, Jesse. Those are great alternatives to benefit all students within the classroom. That sums up all the information we have gathered on Headspace, and we hope it was beneficial to all those listening. In conclusion, my team and I believe that Headspace provides a good foundation for relieving stress and to regain focus. However, we do believe that access is limited based on location, and there are discrepancies regarding cost. Overall, Headspace can be very useful within the classroom and address the needs many students have, which consists of needing a 10-minute break from their very busy schedules. It expresses the notion that self-care is just as important and significant within the classroom as learning the actual content is.
Overall, we give Headspace 3/4 of an apple for classroom use, as it provides quick mindfulness sessions for students to help break up their busy schedules. We give them a full apple for data, as you can request access to your data used and have it deleted from your account. And we give them half an apple for differentiated learning. While it can be used for individuals or bigger groups, the actual content is not changed from person to person. That is a combined total of 2.25 apple rating.
Thank you for joining us on this week's #YouWin Tool Parade podcast. Remember to take some time for yourself in your busy day.